Nothing but Larry the Boy the Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Crazy news, man. Some sad news coming out of Sacramento, California. So imagine you in your backyard, the backyard of your grandmother's house, and then all of a sudden, boom, you see police officers, a police helicopter, and next thing you know, you receive 20 shots to your body, and you're deceased.
Yep, two officers were responding to a 911 call about a man breaking vehicle windows. They ran, a foot chase ensued, and they ended up in the backyard of Stephen Clark's grandmother's house. The police say that they saw an object in his hand before firing 20 bullets into him that killed him in his own yard on Sunday night in Sacramento. Now, the body cam video has been released. The officers never identified themselves as police. Clark died at the scene. His grandmother says, don't give her the excuse of he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. How can you be in the wrong place at your own time where you're in your own backyard? The doorbell was broken at the house, and so family members would tap on the back window. That's why he was in the backyard. Family members would tap on the backyard for someone to open garage door. This man had two young sons. Mm-hmm. He also had a fiance. The officers are on paid administrative leave.
That's protocol.
As everything is investigated. The police said that 5 minutes passed before responding officers arrived to cuff Clark and render first aid. All taking place in Sacramento over the weekend.
Right. And they actually said the police helicopter, because it was called, actually identified him in the backyard. They said, we're over the scene. The helicopter said that we're over the scene. We see this man in the backyard. And they instructed police to go there. So it's sickening. It ain't even sad no more. It's just sickening. Just make your stomach hurt. It's just like, ugh, make you want to throw up. It's just disgusting. That's what it is.
Police protocol is also to identify yourselves. You don't identify yourselves. You're running and you're saying, stop, stop. People don't know who you are. Of course they're going to run. Of course you're going to run. Like, it's just disgusting.
Yeah. And for them, they said they thought they saw a weapon. Shot him 20 times, and all they found beside his body was a cell phone.
A cell phone.
I still haven't, you know, I mean, I've did the police simulator. You know, I've never been out on the beat with the police, but I've did the police simulator, and I know, you know, just from doing the simulator, how fast things can escalate. But, you know, with training and the training that they have, I just don't know how you mistake a cell phone for a gun.
Or anything, like... There has to be some type of training that is going on so that this seems like a basic mistake for police officers.
Like,
I don't want to downgrade police officers. I appreciate what they do and things, but this just seems like a simple mistake. Like a cell phone?
Yeah, because a cell phone is square. I haven't seen any square guns.
And also you didn't identify yourself. You didn't identify yourself. Yeah. Like, that's basic policing.
570-WPEG with your comments this morning. Hit us up. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Crazy news coming out of Sacramento, California's Power 98.
I take a morning pill.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Charlotte's Plus.